have a brief parenting message, something that I've just been kind of thinking on here lately, thinking about my parenting skills or the lack thereof. I mean, I've gone through a little season here where I wonder, in what areas did I do a good job? In what areas did I kind of mess up? And maybe a little self-evaluation time. But in a way, it's too late for me now. I mean, my children are already raised and they have children of their own. But I've got some thoughts here concerning parenting that I feel like the Lord kind of wants me to put down. Of course, there's a lot of things that we are responsible for as parents, and you know, anything from providing for our family, protecting them, and things like that. But there are three things that I want to talk about right now that we must do. We must love our children, we must discipline our children, and we must teach our children. And of course, I'm thinking, just like 1 Corinthians 13:13, you know, the love chapter, that the greatest of these is love. If we love our children, we will want the best for them. And that doesn't mean that we give them whatever they want. It doesn't mean that they have to have the best of everything. In fact, that will end up being detrimental to everyone. But your children have to know that you love them. And they have to know that you have their best interest at heart. And they will know, if they know that you have their best interest and they know that you love them, they will know that they are safe. They will know that you will protect them, and they will know that you will provide for them. And there is a sense of security in everything that comes with that. This happens when they sense the love of God working in our lives. Ephesians 6:4 reminds us to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It also is seen in our behavior and the love that we have toward others, especially in the love that we have toward our spouse and for the Lord. You know, what is it? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Amen? You know, what kind of message are we sending to our family? What kind of message are we sending to our children? Do they know that you love them? That's just a simple little thought right there. The other thing is that we must discipline our children. I mean, if we don't, one day the police will, right? I once read a tract titled How to Raise a Criminal. It was oversimplified, but basically, you just give in to their every demand. There are no boundaries. And some people mistakenly think that this is love, but that's not love at all. In Hebrews 12, we are told that God chastens those that he loves. There's a chastening to God's love. To be a disciple of Jesus, we have to come under his discipline. The essentials of that is found in Luke 9, verse 22, when Jesus says, to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow him. It is self-denial, sacrifice, and following Jesus. Amen. Parents, are you modeling this in your own life? Are you modeling this before your children? I have found that undisciplined parents cannot raise disciplined children. It's impossible. It's a kind of a sensitive subject. But it all begins with us and where we are in our walk with the Lord. Then the last thing is to teach our children. Oh, we're teaching them something. Lord, help us. What I have learned in my own life is that our children will take all of our bad qualities and multiply them by 10. It frightens me. It frightens me when I hear my children say something And I know where it came from. I listened to it and I said, man, that sounds like something I would say. In fact, it is probably something I would say. No doubt we could all be better parents, but we need to be more intentional in what we are teaching them. Do they see my love for the Lord and the way that I love them and the way that I love their mother? You know, the goal as parents is not to raise good children. That may sound kind of crazy, but that's not the goal. Or to raise good athletes, or to raise good students. But our goal should be to raise children who love Jesus. Amen? And if our children love Jesus, we'll just let God define the good. We'll let God work the good part out. We can't be demanding perfection, but we also can't excuse laziness. We are told to train up a child in the way he should go. That's our responsibility. And at some point, the Lord takes over for us, but we've got to give him something to work with. We can do everything right and still wind up with rebellious children. But our responsibility is to put them in the best position possible to learn. And that includes being in fellowship with other believers through church or where there is opportunity for learning and discipleship and all of those things take place. And you do it as a family, you know, and the earlier you get started, the better. You can never start too early, but you can definitely start too late. And so, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities that come with parenting, but these three is kind of what I wanted us to focus on. We must love our children, we must discipline our children, and we must teach our children.